Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. I am live in Southern California. Nice to be with you, broadcasting from the Quicken Loan Studios. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Nice to have you here. It is our final week of 2018. So let's get right. Let's get it done. Telephone number is toll free. 1-800-636-8686. Our last week. Friday is our year in review. You're running out of time already. You want to call me right now. First half of the show is wide open. Three interviews coming up, and they start in the second half of the program. So you should call right now. Once again, toll free. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter, please. At Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at Habitate.com. All right, show sets up like this, coming up at 10:40. Pacific, head basketball coach at Texas Tech, Chris Beard. Top of hour number three, L.A. Chargers safety, Adrian Phillips. Last segment today, NFL Network analyst Steve Smith Sr. Those are the three interviews. Last week of the year, what do you want to talk about? Do not wait on me. Another wild NFL weekend. Not like the weekend prior, but some pretty interesting things went down. So let me start right there. I've said this before. In fact, I say it pretty much every single week, and I have this NFL season. Nobody knows anything on a week-to-week basis. Nobody. As an example, remember when the Seattle Seahawks were rounding into form, and they looked like that one team that you simply did not want to run into. Not now and not in the postseason. That dangerous team. Remember that? Me neither. Seattle just lost to the 49ers. The 49ers have nothing to play for. Well, other than the first pick overall in the draft. And they still slapped the Hawks. Week to week, you never know what you're going to see. Yeah, but then again, the Rams. Now that's something you can count on. The Rams would get right against the Eagles and back up Nick Foles, right? Wrong. LA has lost two in a row. Jared Goff is struggling, and they could miss out on a bye. They look nothing like the juggernaut that we saw earlier this season. Hell, thanks, Avi. They don't even look like the juggernaut that we saw a few weeks back. But then you got the Cowboys, right? The Cowboys' defense saved their season. The offense has finally come to life with Amari Cooper, right? Dallas, 0. Colts, 23. Cowboys get shut out for the first time in 15 years. Yeah, I guess they're not going to the Super Bowl. Jera? Guess Dak, Zeke, and Amari are not the new triplets. Jera? No, they're not. The Steelers lose to the Raiders last week. But they beat the Patriots this week. A Patriots team that has owned them for years and has now imploded in the fourth quarter 2 weeks in a row. So, the Pats, if they're going to rip another Lombardi, they're going to have to go out on the road. And they've got a losing road record right now. The way they're playing right now, I just don't see it. Now, I did say a few weeks back on the NFL on CBS, the Patriots will be done when they're done. So, I wouldn't panic just yet. But if you're a Pats fan, there are a lot of things trending in the wrong direction. I guess what I'm getting at is this. I can go on and on, but in this jacked up, upside down NFL, where black is white, day is night, where do you turn for reliability? Where do you go for safety? Where do you go for something you can count on? Where do you go for a lock, a sure thing? Is there such a thing in the NFL right now? There is. There absolutely is. You know where you go? You go to Cleveland. To the Cleveland freaking Browns, America's team, because my dudes came through yet again. Cleveland 17, Denver 16. Now, you know me, I've been driving that bandwagon, the Browns bandwagon, all year long. And I'm at the point right now where I don't think we want any more passengers. If you did not get on before Saturday night's primetime game, then we don't want you right now, because these dudes are for real. And if you couldn't see that before, it's too late. Saturday night was not about Broncos head coach Vance Joseph making a completely whack decision with less than 5 minutes left in the game. That's not what this is about. This is about the Browns. The Browns roll into Denver in prime time, and they beat up another team with playoff aspirations, a team that had a mental stranglehold on them previously. Now, I'm not going to say that win erases the drive or the fumble or 11 straight losses to the Broncos, but I'm not going to say that it doesn't erase it. And same with that cool bit of trivia that they had not won in Denver since 1990. You see, those were the old Browns. These Browns were 0-0 in Denver. This is a whole new team with a whole new attitude, and I love these guys, and you should too. This is why I ripped the America's Team moniker from the Cowboys, and I gave it to the Browns. Because unlike the Cowboys, these Browns are a team that we can all rally around. Unlike the Cowboys, these Browns are not getting shut out. You want to know how long ago 1990 was? I'll tell you how long. In fact, I'll let Baker Mayfield tell you how long ago that was. Baker said, quote, 5 years later, I was born. So that was a long time, end quote. Then again, that is the same dude who posted on Instagram right before the game, ride with me, Cleveland. And all of C-Town did. And so should the rest of you. No, he didn't play his best game. He had less than 200 yards passing. He threw a pick, but he also threw a fourth quarter TD that was part of yet another fourth quarter comeback from him. And that's the thing that impresses me most about Mayfield. The fact that he can bounce back. That impressed me a lot more than if this guy had just come out and thrown for 300 yards and three touchdowns. Because anybody can be a quarterback and a leader when it's going well. But a real quarterback, a real leader, a true franchise guy can turn it around when things are not going well. And no matter how many things go wrong for this guy, he always believes he's going to make a play. This guy never rattles, he never blinks, and it's contagious. It's infectious. Nobody has ever turned around anything better than Baker Mayfield has turned around the Browns. So, let's go back in history one more time. Not to 1990, but to February, when Mayfield said at the Combine, quote, if anybody's going to turn this franchise around, it'd be me, end quote. Hell yes, and he's done it. Ask Von Miller.
Yeah, he was great. He's great. I mean, just like you saw him on TV, you know, he's a fiery guy. You know, he's mad at the refs. He's mad at the refs for a little bit. Some of the stuff that he said to the refs, I was like, geez, this guy right here, man. So it was good to, you know, against Baker and, you know, playing against him. He has incredible talent. He has an incredible team from tight end to receivers to, you know, Nick Chubb played out of his mind, too. He's a horse. I don't think he gets, you know, enough credit over there. And, you know, the defense played lights out as well. So they got a great team, and Browns are on the way up.
See, Vaughn gets it. Vaughn knows what I'm talking about. If you're getting Von Miller to say, geez, this guy right here, you know you're looking at something special. And going back to Vance Joseph for 1 second. Look, I'm not here for any of you to come through and smash him for trying to kick a field goal down 4 points with less than 5 minutes to go. And I'll tell you why. This is what the Browns do to you. They pressure you. They make you uncomfortable mentally, physically. Then you question yourself, and then you break. Was kicking a field goal on 4th and 1 from the Browns 6 with under 5 minutes to go, down by 4, the smartest move ever? No. But that's what happens. That's what it's like when you face the Browns. They make you do things that ordinarily you wouldn't do or shouldn't do because they're in your head. Cleveland's Jabril Peppers was surprised by the move. Quote, absolutely. Absolutely. But hey, it worked in our favor. We'd been stopping them all day and they didn't want to come away with nothing. End quote. That's the truth. The Browns had been stopping them all day. So Vance Joseph made that decision.
You know, I wanted points there. We had about 4:35 to go in the game. We had one timeout and 2 minute warning. So I trust our defense to get a stop there.
Yeah, well, you were wrong about that, Coach. You were wrong about that because Nick Chubb broke off a 40-yard run on the first play after that field goal. But then again, that's what the Browns do. That's what legends do. Now, all of that is to say, I'm not going to waste my time with hypotheticals. You know, the hypotheticals necessary to figure out if the Browns are going to make the playoffs or not. No, me, I'm going to live as if. The Browns don't care about the odds or their chances or what other teams need to do. They're all about living it as if they're already in it. You know, dress for the job that you want, not the job you have. The job the Browns want is the postseason. I'm not even going to get into the fact that Greg Williams is actually coaching his way into this gig full time. And if not that, then at least a discussion about that. Or the fact that if they had fired Hugh Jackson sooner, or better yet, not brought him back at all, the Browns probably would already be in the playoffs. What I'm saying is this. Get used to it, America. Get used to it. The Browns are going to go to the playoffs. It's just a matter of when and what they do once they get there. They're America's team, and I could not be any more hyped about them than I am right now. And I'm going to keep banging that drum. I was in early, and now I'm going to be in often. In the NFL, where there is no sure thing, where up is down, and it's all jacked up. The only reliable thing right now, America's team, the Browns, they did it again. 1-800-636-8686. All right, other things from the weekend. I do want to get into the Rams. Rams beaten by Philadelphia last night. Philadelphia comes in. They were busted up. Had to go back to their backup. Nearly a 2-touchdown favorite on the road, under the lights, in prime time, and they beat the Rams. So how big a concern should that be for the Rams? Patriots, same deal. Yeah, they get shocked. They melt down. The Miami Miracle. Yeah, but they'll get right. It's the Steelers. They own the Steelers. It's the Patriots. We know what they do in December. They get beaten. Now what? The Bears taking over the North. Right when it looked like Aaron Rodgers might get them again. They sack up. So a ton to get to regarding the NFL. The Lions. What a scene that was. Detroit gets beaten. Now they're down. They're out. It's over. And Matt Pat going loosely with an F-bomb on radio. It's the same guy that was lecturing the media on how to conduct itself. And he lets fly with an F-bomb. If you were at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Mission Valley, I'd love to hear from you. That was yesterday. We had a great time. And I'll reset that for you, too. Really quickly, a couple of tweets off the top. At Bruno Garrett 1 tweets. Jim, tell that sleep performance pajama-wearing pretty boy that I am undefeated along with my buddy Sex. Signed, Father T. You know, it's one thing for Tom Brady physically not to be what he used to be, but mentally. I mean, I think this guy's mind is going before his body. Again, he's doing things I've never seen. But then as a team, they are too. This email says, it's an email now. Dear Jimmy, I wish I could have been at Buffalo Wild Wings yesterday, but I can imagine how that went. John in Huntington Beach invaded your personal space and asked if he was your favorite emailer. Silk cornered you so he could reminisce about his ancient smack-off victory. Fabian got his picture with you, took his shirt off, and sprinted laps around the building. Drew in West LA recorded the whole thing, trying to catch you saying something that you would regret. Ira bounced from table to table saying, "Are you going to finish that?" Meanwhile, Josh in Detroit, Matt in LA, and Parody Larry waited outside for hours, unable to get in. Casey, New Hampshire. Casey, literally none of that happened, except the Fabian picture. And that's up on Instagram, so that's a fact. Chris R. Kobos tweets, interviews, sports takes, blah, blah, blah. Get to the breakdown of your conversation with Fabian. First guy I saw when I got there. Last guy I saw on the way out the door. Fabian was everywhere. And then Hawk and I made the trip back. And then I saw later on Twitter that Fabian tweeted, quote, "I am stuck in San Diego." And luckily he made it home. All that's coming up. At Yo Mama in Bulkyo tweets, "For a lock on a vacation, you go with Cleveland." Signed, Joakim Noah.
You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, "I'm going to Cleveland on vacation." What's so good about Cleveland?
It's a hell of a lot that's good about Cleveland, Joe.
Yo.
So good about you, Joe. What's so good about you, Joe? What's so good about Cleveland? Their football team, for one. How about that? All right, so all that's still ahead. I'm looking for you to call me up, though, right now. We've got three interviews, and they start in the middle of hour number two. You're not going to get through on the back end. You want to call me right now, 1-800-636-8686. How'd you do this weekend? Proud to say I hit three of my four picks. Feeling pretty good about me. Hey, guys, never a good look when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. Like, you may think that it makes you look casual and cool, but more than likely, it makes you look out of touch and sloppy. This is why Untuck It makes shirts that are specifically designed to be worn untucked. A casual shirt that's not too long, not too short, just right. Shirts designed so well that GQ calls them perfection. It's a quote. Untuck It shirts are a go-to for any occasion from casual to dressy. Not only do they look good, they feel amazing. Impeccable craftsmanship and attention to detail make Untuck It the only choice for the untucked man. With more than 50 sizing options, every guy can find the perfect shirt. What you want to do is log on to untuckit.com. Check out all the new fall arrivals. Use the promo code ROME20. Get 20% off your entire first-time purchase. You can also visit Untuck It at one of their over 35 retail locations across the country. So stop hiding your shirt with your pants and your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual. Use the promo code ROME20 and get 20% off untuckit.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Last week of the year. And if you want to look at it this way, in a sense, from a programming standpoint, today's already Tuesday because we had the year in review on Friday. And you're not getting through on that day. So it's already Tuesday. The week is moving quickly. You want to call right now. Got the RPO, Rome Price Opinion, coming up after the program. And the interviews start in the middle of the program. Really quickly, this email says, Jim, tell Seahawk fans to quit crying like bitches. The window is closing. Your short-lived time in the sun is over. The chickens, sea chickens, have come home to roost. You've been running your fat, idiot mouths for long enough. Pretty soon the birds will be looking up and watching the Niners and the Rams battle it out for the NFC West supremacy. Yesterday's game just set the tone for the future, and I can't wait for the 2019 schedule to come out so I can book my flight to Seattle and come watch the Niners stomp that ass in your own house. Ross in No-Town wore Nick Mullins' moxie in the pocket. Unwore classy Pete Carroll for sending Brett Hundley out for a coin toss in overtime. Yeah, man, that was bad. They look like the proverbial dangerous team that you want to know part of this time of year. And then Frisco did them. And as I mentioned, with nothing to play for either, except for the first pick overall. Getting a lot of reaction for the Mission Valley appearance yesterday. I've got a whole take on that and a whole reset for you. Had a blast. Had an absolute blast. I'm so glad I did that. Not only am I glad that I did that, I should have done that sooner, and I'll be doing that again. And I'll tell you why that is a little bit later on. Rome, amazing getting the opportunity to meet you after 22 years of listening to the show. The first time I listened was during the Give Me Back My Son summer, and I have not stopped since. A scouting report from just an hour of mingling amongst the clones at Buffalo Wild Wings in Mission Valley. One dude in line said listening to you literally helped him get off the crack pipe in the 90s. Apropos of nothing, another dude in line claimed the most money he ever made was $100 per day in jail after asking to be sent there because he could not pay a DUI fine. Fabian, where to begin? The dude gives the most violent fist bumps ever. He nearly broke skin.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to stop right there. That's true. My man was fist bumping like he was trying to crack your jaw. I've never seen a guy fist bump like Fabian. Neep! This guy writes, Fabian, where to begin? The dude gives the most violent fist bumps ever. He nearly broke skin. He claimed the bartender had cut him off. This was at 11:45 a.m. A clone offered me, quote, reefer on the way out the door. Epic meetup, Rome. Epic. Do it again. Ben and PB. I will, Ben. I will. Anybody else have a scouting report like that one? Anybody else want to share what happened, what they saw, what they experienced, what it was like? Dear Jim, your fans overwhelmed our establishment in San Diego yesterday. Apparently, one is still here, and we cannot understand anything he says. His only form of identification is an empty Velcro wallet with the word Flamian scrawled on it in crayon. Sincerely, the San Diego County Jail. Denlesk's Jungle Bail Bondsman. Warrior next public appearance featuring Bodie wearing a wooden barrel, Sarah T challenging waitresses to fist fights, and Josh in Detroit mesmerizing the crowd with 90 minutes of side-splitting comedy gold. Lot more where that came from. And then last night's matchup, Jumpman. How many times is Nick Foles going to save the Eagles? Yours? How many times is Lamar Jackson going to run the ball before he gets killed? Brendan in the Natty. Both fair questions. And one more, Rome. We were so upset about that Rams loss. We could barely get out of bed to receive our daily Botox injection. The housekeepers did a poor job of raising our kids this weekend. And all I can do to ease the pain is pill up and booze up this morning. Signed, the residents of SoCal. Chris, no longer in St. Pete. War outside sales. Hey, Chris, we don't Botox up first thing on Monday morning, and the housekeepers do not raise our kids. Well, not all of us. All right, so we do that. Alvin, didn't you get a Botox injection before your TV appearance this morning? Look, if the weekend in and of itself were not weird enough, it was capped off by the Eagles and the Rams. I need more time to set that up, and I will. 1-800-636-8686. That appearance yesterday was awesome. Mission Valley lived up to all of the hype. Packed Buffalo Wild Wings, line around the corner. Everybody had a story. Everybody had a take. Everybody had fun. And as I mentioned, Fabian was the first dude I saw on the way in and the last dude that I saw on the way out. And for a moment, it looked like he may have a tough time getting home. He was there. Were any of you there? What was it like? How did it go? Let's go to San Diego. I got time for a phone call. Jay in San Diego. Jay, you're first up. How are you? Go ahead, Jay. You're on the air.
Hey, Romy.
Hey, Jay.
Just wanted to let you know I enjoyed yesterday. It was a really cool meeting after 20 years of listening. I've only called in once, but I met Cilio, Hawk, and Fabian. No joke, everybody. He's a slow and got a screw loose, and that guy is not right. That's for sure.
All right, Jay, thanks. Appreciate the update. Hey, Hawk, pick him up real quick. Put the headphones on. I want to confirm. I want to confirm. Fabian's got a screw loose. He's not right. And what else did he say?
I can't remember. I was laughing too hard when he said, I just want to confirm that Fabian is slow and has a screw loose.
Slow. He said he was slow.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He obviously didn't get a fist bump. Did you get a fist bump from Fabian?
Yeah, I Several, have ice right? on my hand right now.
Yeah,
he honestly is trying to wreck your life when he fist bumps you. And the thing is, he doesn't want to do it once. He wants to do it 10 times throughout the entire hit, which he did yesterday. I got about 10 different fist bumps.
Better on your fist than your jaw.
That's right.
You'd still be asleep right now.
That's right.
How'd that go for you? You all right? You survived the day?
Survived the day. It was a lot of fun. Really good time. Can't wait till you reset it. A lot of people reacting to it. And I know a lot of people that weren't there wanted to be there. So it was a great time.
Ah, that's too bad. All right. You got it. Thanks for that. I will reset it momentarily. I want to reset the Rams getting beat by Philadelphia last night. And there's Nick Foles again. How many times? I tweeted this. How many times is that guy going to bail that team out? Well, he did it again last night and was sharp. Sharp. The Rams should be concerned. The Patriots should be concerned. What about the Bears? How Seattle should be concerned. How deep a run can the Bears make with Mitch Trubisky at quarterback? I want to get into that as well. All of that is still ahead. Open phones. Take advantage of it. Chris Beard, next hour. Adrian Phillips of the Chargers in the third hour. Steve Smith Sr. in hour number three.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It is time to ask the pros, where you get to ask me a question, and it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. What you want to do is go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Listen later on, I may answer one of yours. And think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Check it out. All right, so quickly, the weekend itself, if it were not weird enough, Then it got capped off by last night's game, Philly and the Rams. The Eagles, who were heavy underdogs, like two touchdown underdogs, and starting their backup quarterback against a Rams team that was coming back home looking to get right after a rough game in Chicago. And if there was a time for the Rams to get right, it was last night. First off, I mean, no shame in losing to the Bears. After all, they are your NFC North Division champs. Club Dub is for real, and I'll get to them a little bit later on. Their defense is for real. There's no shame in losing to them. Losing to Chicago in Chicago is nothing to be that worried about. But it doesn't mean that the Rams didn't want to come back home and then get right, get back to work against an Eagles team that was barely hanging for a playoff spot and going back to a backup quarterback. They are the defending Super Bowl champs, but they had not looked like it for most of the year until last night, because the Eagles had themselves a night and the Rams did not. The Eagles are never more dangerous than when they're underdogs. Ask injured safety, Roddy McLeod. He came out of the tunnel before that game in a ski mask. Normally, injured players are seen and not heard. This guy was seen, heard, and wearing a ski mask. And he set the tone for the entire team and the entire night. But it's not about him. It's about Nick Foles. And a question that I keep asking, how many times is this guy going to save the Eagles? How many times does he need to bail them out before you believe that this guy's legit? All he did was lead them to a Super Bowl and then win the Super Bowl last year. But then he gets a start last night and everybody is clowning this guy all over again. Best example is this. When the news came down that Carson Wentz was out with a busted back, the line went from 7.5 to 13.5. In other words, Nick Foles was a 2-touchdown underdog again. That guy moved the line himself the wrong way just by showing up. Well, you clown this guy all you want, but do so at your own risk, because this dude can play. He's been playing with the practice squad most of the year, but then just shows up and lights the Rams up. One clutch throw after another, time after time. He goes to Alshon Jeffrey, and time after time, in fact, 8 straight times, it worked perfectly. And those two TD underdogs won 30-23 in the second biggest gambling line upset of the season. Meanwhile, where does that leave the Rams? They're struggling.
Struggling.
Jared Goff, especially, is now struggling. The guy who lit the league up for most of the year has not been the same since he torched the Chiefs. In the last 3 weeks, Goff has 1 TD and 7 picks. That is the definition of struggling. One TD, 7 picks, and you may never see a worse one than this.
Goff under center takes the snap. He trips coming away from center. He fumbles. He picks it up, and he puts it back on the deck. Recovered by the Eagles inside the 15 and down to the 12. Goff tripped coming away from center. Lost the handle initially. Picked it up, looking to get rid of it. He put it back down, and it's Corey Graham recovering for the Eagles, who march into the end zone to pose for a picture and celebration.
Rams radio. I mean, it's like Goff was in the locker room watching the Patriots game while getting taped up, and he saw Tom Brady throw that goofy pick and thought, man, I can do that. I can do better than that. Watch this. It's not just the bad picks either. It's bad everything. The Rams offense has been ground to a halt. They're rattled, they're under pressure, and nobody is wearing it worse right now than Jared Goff. This guy's not himself. He's rushed. He looks panicky. His passer rating for the past 3 weeks is 51.3. The only guy who has started an NFL game during that stretch with a passer rating worse than that is Mark Sanchez. You heard me. Jared Goff, who was in the MVP conversation about 5 minutes ago, is now putting up Mark Sanchez numbers. And if that's not bad enough, Todd Gurley is all banged up, which is pretty much the last thing a team that already is dealing with injuries needs, is that guy being badly banged up. But as badly as they played, they still had a chance to get back into that game and rip it in the very end. The defense came up with a stop, forced a punt, and then, well, roll it.
He accepts the snap. He steps forward. He hits it very high. Wobbler coming up is Nelson. He's going to try to take it back. And he doesn't get any place. He fumbles the football. Let's see. He fumbled the football. The Eagles have it.
White shirt.
The Eagles have it. The Eagles have it. And it's Trey Sullivan who made the hit.
Eagles radio. I'm telling you, nobody touched him. And the ball just flew out of his hands. But that's the way things have been going for the Rams for the past 2 weeks. And Sean McVay's reaction was priceless. The guy looked like he'd seen a ghost. If you didn't see it live, get ready to see it a lot, because it was the screenshot that launched about a million memes. Everything just drained right out of this guy's face, which is a pretty decent summary of what the last 2 weeks have been like for the Rams. Now, they're not dead. Not by any stretch. I mean, yeah, they're not real good right now. There are concerns right now. They're taxed right now. The NFL will do that. But they're not dead. Not when you've got Sean McVay, not when you've got son of bum, not when you've got all the talent they have. But they better get right in a hurry, because if they don't, they might not only miss out on the bye, they might host a wild card game. And then they have to go to Chicago and New Orleans, both places where they've already lost this season. So I'm not saying that the season's on the brink. I'm not saying they're dead. I'm saying they've got some issues, legitimate issues. And that this is not going the way Rams fan thought it was going to go only 3 weeks ago. This is not the coronation that a lot of Rams fans thought that it would be. They've got concerns now. And I'd love to sit here and say to you, man, it's all good. It's all going to be fine. Everything is going to be just fine. But I can't. I can't say that. Not based on what I've seen the last couple of weeks. 1-800-636-8686. And not all Rams fans are happy about what they're seeing. One of them tried to call out Marcus Peters, and Peters went up to the stands to have a conversation with that guy. Be careful who you call out. All right, telephone lines are open. 1-800-636-8686. What do you think, Rams fan? Or are you concerned, or really do you just not give a damn? What do you think, Rams fan? Or are you now a Charger fan? Let's go to Irvine. Pete in Irvine. Good to have you, Pete. How are you?
Romy, what's going on, brother?
What's up, Pete? How are you? What's up?
Dude, from the bottom of my heart, us SoCal clones, man. So stoked to meet and greet with you yesterday, man. You walked in with so much swagger, but so down to earth. And you had time to meet and greet with everybody. So here it goes. Let me lay it down for the rest of the clones. So, you know, I was standing in line sharing jungle stories with lady clones, teenager clones. I mean, everybody was down there. And I look in my right corner of my eye, and there's Fabian. And Fabian grabs my beer out of my hand. And I had just literally met Fabian about 30 minutes prior. He grabs my beer out of hand. I said, dude, that's my beer. He's like, oh, so that's fine. And then I'm like, dude, what? So he throws out $20. He's like, dude, go buy us another round of beers. I'm like, what's going on here? So Fabian was already cut off by noon, like 11:50. So I roll to the bar, get us a couple beers, come back, get Fabian, you know, get his beers. And Fabian was on fire from the time you got there to the time you ended. He followed you out to the parking lot. And once again, man, it was so nice to see you. I've seen you at Del Mar and stuff before, but it meant a lot to us. And we were reliving old stories. And, you know, you just bring sports. You enhance sports in all of our lives. And we really appreciate what you have done for us for all your years, and you're definitely a Hall of Famer in the radio. And thank you for that tour stop in Mission Valley. It meant a lot to us, Romy.
Pete, you got it, my man. So good to hear from you. Thank you very much. You did a great job of laying that out. That's Pete Irvine. So Pete says that he saw Fabian, and Fabian said, "Hey man, give me your beer. Here's $20. Go buy us another round." And it became clear to Pete that he had already been cut off before lunch. Yeah, I can neither confirm nor deny. I was not imbibing. Somebody sent me a big beer. I hit it a couple of times, but didn't really get to it. Big, giant plate of wings that I could never get to. Some genius actually sent me some Sapphire, because I'm going to smash Sapphire at 11 o'clock in the morning. Especially Sapphire that's been mixed with something and watered down with ice. Come on, you know that's not how I drink it. Straight up. Bombay Sapphire.
Bombay Sapphire.
All right, so Irvine was in the house.
Lots of ice.
No ice. Romy, did Jeff in San Antonio break down in tears and start screaming in agony when Fabian gave him a fist bump? Signed, Geoff in Lincoln. Hey, Geoff, I don't know, but I nearly did. You have to understand, this cat, Fabian's not like a giant dude by any stretch, right? But Fabian's got a fist bump that, and again, one fist bump's not enough. He must have fist bumped me a half dozen times. And we were breaking skin. I'm like, bro, I thought to myself, dude, are you wearing brass knuckles? What is that? So no, I don't think that Jeff and Santonio was there, nor do I think that he broke down in tears and started screaming in agony when Fabian gave him that fist bump, but I thought about it. War Iray being refused entry due to BW3's no shirt, no shoes, no service policy. Iray was not there. Iray was not denied entry. Iray was not there. Man, stop making things up. Dear Jim, just wanted to thank you for the appearance yesterday at BWW's. From start to finish, you and Hawk were awesome. I could tell you really enjoyed spending time with your fans, and we're not just there because you were obligated. Check that one off my bucket list. So thank you. Also, to clarify for the listeners, when you say Fabian was the last person you saw, that may or may not mean Fabian had to be restrained in the parking lot from rushing the Escalade that you left in. Thank you again, Jim. Ben in San Diego. All right, so let the record reflect. Number one, I was not there because I was obligated, right? They can't make me do that. I could easily say no. I was there because I wanted to be there. I wanted to be there because I wanted to get back to San Diego, where the jungle actually started. I wanted to be there because I knew San Diego Clones would be there and we could hang out and just talk junk and talk stories, tell stories. I wanted to be there because the station that carries our show there, 97.3 FM, is all class. First class operation. Wanted to be there because I want to see the big dude, Dan Silio, who I knew was hosting a show before I got there. Man, I can give you 50 reasons why I wanted to be there and not a single reason why I didn't. Because I wanted to be there. Now, you nailed that, Ben. That's exactly what happened. And in terms of Rome, when you say Fabian was the last guy that you saw walking out, what you mean is he bum-rushed the car. It's not true. He may have followed me out to say goodbye. There may be something to that. Getting a lot of long-form emails from people who were there. All right, so again, if you were there and you want to talk about it, go ahead and do it now because I've got three interviews that are coming up on the back end. Really quickly, this email reads, Romy, and one thing, did the New York guys bump in with holiday cards? Look for more of that. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, they're bumping in with your holiday cards. Dear Romy, so there I was waiting in line at Buffalo Wild Wings to meet one of my idols when all of a sudden I run into this dude who's obviously had a few too many. I didn't recognize his face, but the second he opened his mouth and started rambling nonsensically, I knew it was Fabian.
But you know what?
I asked him what his name was for confirmation, and he responded with Roger. And I laughed, I was eventually able to get him to admit to his true identity and even got a pic with him. Let me just say that however this guy comes across on the phones, he is 10 times as nutty in person. After making my way through Hurricane Fabian, I was able to chat with you for a few minutes about topics such as the NoCal-SoCal rivalry and why you continue to take calls from Matt in L.A. It was something I'll never forget, and I appreciate you taking the time to have conversations with myself and all the others in line. As for Hawk, for as much crap as he gets, the guy's incredibly nice and a lot of fun to talk to. Thank you both for making the trip down and for putting on such a cool event. Next time you're down, make sure Alvy at the soundboard is in tow.
Dude,
Jacob in San Diego. Yeah, Jacob. Jacob was very clear about that. Like, bro, seriously, why do you take Matt in L.A. phone calls? Like, he wanted an explanation. Dude, Fabian must have talked to everybody in the bar. At Total Big E tweets, hold on a sec. Fabian actually had a 20 on him? Dear Rome, the Bears defense is hard-hitting and dangerous. Signed, Fabian's fist bumps. Brian in Syracuse. There were a lot of ayahs, too. Next hour, Texas Tech head basketball coach Chris Beard. In hour number three, Steve Smith Sr., an NFL Network analyst, and Adrian Phillips also, both in the third hour. And in a sense, it's a short week because we have the week, or I should say the year in review, coming up on Friday. All right, second hour is coming up next. Call me now. We'll come right back.